opposition to the proposed rule expanding EPA's jurisdiction over waters of the United States continues to gain steam from coast to coast. Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam says he's very concerned about what it could mean for the Sunshine State.
This is a gross federal overreach into the rights of states and the ability of states to make the right decisions for their waterways in their territory. EPA's rule essentially turns on its head decades of policy about which waters are subject to Corps of Engineers permits and federal regulation, and now has a definition that includes lands that are occasionally or seasonally wet, which would be the entire state of Florida.
On the West Coast, Monterey County, California Farm Bureau Executive Director Norm Groot says his members are still trying to determine exactly what the 100,000-word rule by the EPA means for them.
Well, it's going to subject them to increased regulatory processes for attempting to maintain their ditches and their retention ponds. Currently, those are not considered waters of the U.S., so they don't have to get permits per se to clean those ponds or our ditches out or to maintain them so that the banks don't crumble and melt away, those types of things. And if they have to go through a permit process for that on a federal level or a state level, it's going to be very expensive and probably very time-consuming.
Legislation was introduced in the Senate last week to prevent EPA from moving forward with the rule. And American Farm Bureau Federation Public Policy Director Dale Moore says the bill introduced by Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming has 29 co-sponsors who represent agriculture around the nation.
Senator Mitch McConnell, Senator Roberts, a former ranking member on the Senate Agriculture Committee, Senator Chambliss from Georgia, a former chairman and ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee, Senator Mike Johanson, Nebraska, former Secretary of Agriculture, Senator Thad Cochran, someone who has chaired the Senate Agriculture Committee, has chaired Senate Appropriations, longtime champion for agriculture. If I were putting together a lineup of champions for agriculture and trying to get a point across the EPA, I could not ask for a better lineup on the Senate side unless I could get the other 70 senators to join in with them.
And that may be key to getting the bill passed by the Senate, since co-sponsor Chuck Grassley of Iowa says there's probably enough votes for a simple majority, but not a supermajority as required by Majority Leader Harry Reid.
I don't know whether it would get 60 votes or not, but that's why Reid is insisting on this 60-vote margin. I gave a political reason why he was promoting the 60 votes, but also on a substantive side of it, he would want to promote 60 votes because some environmental elements of his caucus would not want that to pass.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.